Center Wellington. Improvements are planned for a notorious Highway 6 intersection just north of Guelph, but when they'll happen is a whole other story. Adrian Trocta lives and works near the intersection where Highway 6 intersects Wellington Road 22 and 8th Line. He's witnessed 3 car accidents and estimates he's been the first on the scene to at least half a dozen others since his family purchased the property in the 90s. It's a nasty spot and there's something there that, for some reason, produces the scenario where mistakes can be serious, said Trocta, who owns and lives at Cox Creek Winery, just east of the intersection. I'm surprised anytime there's an accident anywhere, but, I will say, this intersection seems like it has its fair share. At the last accident he was present for, Trocta was standing at his property's gate when he recognized the sound of tires screeching and turned around just in time to see 2 cars slide into the ditch. You can be sitting at the intersection for 5 minutes and people will get awfully impatient, said Trocta. I myself have sat there because I realized I'd rather wait the extra 30 seconds than get into an accident. In 2021, residents like Trocta and Don Barry became hopeful these incidents would be reduced when Ministry of Transportation Issues Management Coordinator Simi Ikotin confirmed traffic lights would be installed at the intersection in 2023, subject to funding and approvals. Unfortunately, this was delayed after the design stage determined the intersection's operation would be enhanced with additional improvements to the Highway 6 alignment. The project's scope was expanded to include the Highway 6 alignment improvements and consideration of a roundabout option. From Enotville to Highway 7, we call it the death trap, said Barry. To us neighbors, it's obvious they have to do something because it's so scary. 20 years ago, Barry joined her neighbors at the county to advocate for traffic mitigation and ask for something to be done at the horrible intersection. While modifications were made, Barry said they were ineffective and there's now so much traffic people can't turn left or see when they do, leading to additional accidents. We need something to slow traffic down and allow people to turn onto the highway, said Barry, who believes additional mitigation measures would prevent accident frequency. I can't count how many times I haven't been able to go to Fergus because I couldn't turn left. According to the County of Wellington and the MTO is currently determining the best option for intersection control and construction will begin after the design phase is finalized. Considering both traffic signals and a roundabout in the process, the MTO website said the project could cost upwards of $10 million and will take place between 2025 and 2026. I would not want to speculate as to why this work has been cancelled, changed, delayed, said Wellington County Roads Manager Joe DeConing, in an emailed statement. It's an MTO process and decision. But for Barry, the answer is simple. Although she'd prefer a roundabout, she's excited for anything that slows traffic down. For Trocta, it doesn't matter what mitigates the traffic as long as it makes drivers aware of what's ahead. I'm glad that we have such incredible first responders in our area, but realistically, I don't ever want to see them, said Trocta. So if the county or MTO could do something so they never have to show up here again, that'd be great. Isabel Buckmaster is the local journalism initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.